This is an ABC podcast.
Now, one of the world's largest known deposits of phosphate is located right here in the Northern Territory. It's about 270 kilometres to the northeast of Alice Springs. It's owned by a company called Verdant Minerals, which hopes to start mining in the next few years. And if all goes to plan, it wants to build a major fertiliser plant on site. Now, for Australian farmers who currently rely heavily on fertiliser imports, could this project in the Territory be a real game changer, providing an alternative and cheaper supply of fertiliser? To get an update on this project, I spoke to Verdant's Managing Director, Chris Tozolis.
Yeah, sure. Look, we've actually been pretty quiet for the last 18 months or so, and there's a reason for that. And we were taken over by private equity in 2019 and delisted from the stock exchange. And therefore, we don't have to make public announcements about what we're doing, but we have been doing a lot. So that gave us the opportunity to switch the strategy, because as a little listed company, we were thinking, could we export phosphate rock? But what we really actually wanted to do was make fertilisers predominantly to sell in Australia, fundamentally, ammonium phosphate fertilisers. So that is the design of the project as we stand today. So over the last 18 months, we've done a lot of work, test work, defining the processing route to make these fertilisers, and we've just commenced the definitive feasibility study on the project. So we'd hope to finish that in the back part of next year. In parallel, we need to get our environmental approvals amended and position ourselves to raise quite a bit of finance to actually build a big integrated ammonium phosphate fertiliser project.
Wow. Would it all be on site?
Yeah, look, the central case is to do it all at the Amaroo site, because there's some synergies with these plants all connected to each other. There are other options, potentially Tennant Creek or railing the rock to Darwin, but the central case is actually at site.
Is now as good a time as any to be looking at this type of thing?
Oh, I think so. I think so, as I'm sure all those farmers and pastoralists out there would be very aware that most things are at high prices at the moment. Fertilisers are one of those. There's a number of things that are driving that, you know, in the impacts of COVID and constraints in supply chains, increased energy prices, all those sorts of things. But there's some other global industry dynamics that will hopefully help us. You know, for example, China's constraining its exports of these sorts of products. And, you know, there's several hundred thousand tonnes of these sorts of products come into Australia from China each year, for example. And that's a strategic move, we understand, from the Chinese government to ensure that they can supply themselves domestically. So those sorts of dynamics will hopefully enable us to be able to get this project to a point where it can be financed and constructed.
Australian agriculture's demand for fertiliser has always been there. What have been the challenges to getting projects like this one up and running in the past?
Yeah. Look, they're big, complex projects, and they're in the hands of little companies with limited resources, fundamentally. So, you know, they're complex projects from an engineering and processing perspective, so you need to work all that out to find the most optimum way to do it. You know, Australia's a high-cost country, so we need to be a bit innovative about how we do those things. You know, getting through the regulatory approvals processes in the Northern Territory in Australia is, you know, has its challenges. But, you know, little companies like us, we're tenacious, and we'll get our way through it and hopefully be able to attract the big boys to come and participate in the project.
We're at a resources conference in Darwin this week, a lot of gas presentations. Gas companies, could they play a role in what you're trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So to make ammonia at this point in time with the technology, you still need gas to crack the hydrogen out of gas. Now, there's a lot of talk about green hydrogen to make green ammonia, and that's potential in the future. And in fact, the design of our project will have a small element of that in it. But, you know, it is quite a lot more expensive to make green hydrogen, but there's an evolutionary path that this can go on. But to the point, the gas in the Territory creates this opportunity, and look, not just about our project, but potential for big ammonia plants here in Middle Arm, for example, exporting things like ammonia and urea. Yeah.
So for farmers listening to this going, oh, locally made fertiliser, that would be fantastic. Give us a best case scenario of the Amaroo project.
Yeah. Look, as I say, we've got a bit of a journey still to go on from an engineering and financing and approvals process. So hopefully by the end of next year, we'll be in a position where we can raise that finance. But, you know, it's a two-year build project. It's big and complex. So, you know, 2025 is the time frame. But what I would say to farmers is that, you know, the thing that changes the price of goods is supply, fundamentally. And there's also a lot of transport costs packed into these things. So if we're importing these products from places far away, North Africa, China, the US, as we do, you know, there's a lot of transport packed into that. But I think putting a ton of map on the Central Australian Railway line down to a distribution centre somewhere north of Adelaide, the transport costs are a lot less.
That is Chris Tozoulis. He's the Managing Director of Verdant Minerals. Big plans there at Emmeru Station in the Northern Territory.